Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello, my little Crimelanders. Thank you so much for tuning into Crimeland today. Just a really quick one to say, if you would like to support Crimeland, I would really appreciate it if you could take the time to rate or review us on Spotify or Apple or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Also, if you want to subscribe to Crimeland, it just means that you are never going to miss an episode. My apologies, because there is a truck reversing in the background. I am coming to you live from a cycling lane in the centre of Dublin City. I just like the beep. It really adds to the ambience. Thank you very much. That sound effect was very expensive. So I really do hope it's back. Yeah, no, it's nice to get the full effect there. So I hope you enjoyed that. I just spare no expense when it comes to Crimeland. So you're welcome. What was I banging on about? Oh, yes. If you want to rate or review us on Spotify or Apple, if you want to subscribe to Crimeland, all those things really help. But also, if you do want to maybe even just recommend us to a friend, I would really appreciate it, because it helps so much in terms of growing our little community of Crimelanders. And I've gotten so many lovely messages from so many people, and you're just dotes, the whole lot of you. So thank you so much. Today's episode, you're in for such a treat. One of my favourite people in the whole wide world. Kyla Cobbler is a wonder. She is just so talented, so brilliant, so fantastic. She is a Cork woman living in Barcelona, and she is just amazing. I was at an event last night, and I was talking to the absolutely gorgeous PJ from I'm Grand Mam. Name drop. And we were talking about Kyla, and I was saying she's such a raconteur, quintessential raconteur. And he made the point, and I was like, wow, that is spot on. She's a Shanachie. She is a Shanachie in the traditional Irish sense, because I was talking about oral traditions, etc., and I couldn't think of the word, and he got it in one. That is exactly what she is. She's so talented. I would say go find her on Instagram and all the rest, but you're probably following her already. If not, what are you doing with your life? Kyla Cobbler, she is a must follow. Just an amazing human being. Love her vibe. And she is brilliant on the episode today. It is a great topic. I think you're going to really enjoy it. The usual disclaimer also, just to say that this episode today, as ever, deals with some very dark themes. It might not be everyone's cup of tea, but we do always strive to discuss these topics in a human and empathetic way. And without further ado, here's your episode. Enjoy.
Welcome. Welcome to Crimeland. My name's Julie J, and this week I'm talking to the amazing
Kyla Cobbler.
How did I get her? About Manuel Blanco Rama Santa, aka the werewolf of Alariz. Now, I was going to do another one with you, Kyla. I didn't flag that I changed the topic, but do you know what? The other one I was going to do, you know, when you're kind of knee deep in it, I just said to myself, yeah, it's too dark.
Dude, was it about vampires?
It was about a vampire, but it was particularly dark. This one is kind of about a werewolf. And I'm not saying it's not dark, but it's not as dark. And I just said, you know what? On a Monday morning, I'm going to go werewolf over vampire. I hope that's okay.
That's a big choice. If you can ride with it, I'm there.
Kyla, thank you so much for doing this. You're very, very good. I really appreciate it. Will I tell you a few of the sources I used for this one, Kyla, just so you know that we're not pulling it out of our arse here? Okay. So we used our old friend Wikipedia. Love a bit of Wikipedia. We used Murderpedia. We also used the Paranormal Guide and this great article by a guy called Gary Sweeney. And it's from The Lineup, which is the website I used last week. But this was another great article by him. And his Twitter tag is GSweeney120. So that was a brilliant article as well. Will I dive right in, Kyla?
Yes, please. Thank you for having me, by the way.
Kyla, I am such a fan. Honestly, at the end now, you're going to get a lot of gush, Kyla, at the end. So I hope you're ready, because I just adore you. And it's mad to think I've never met you, but I feel like I have.
Yes, we're connected on some level, Julie J. We're connected.
Honestly, do you know, I have said this to the likes of Laura Mahoney, absolutely adore her. I really do think in another life I was a Cork woman. Like, I do think that's who I was. Diving right in, Kyla. So, Manuel was born in 1809 in the northwestern part of Spain at a very tempestuous time for the country, as both the Peninsular War and the Spanish War of Independence were going on. So, a lot was happening. Now, Manuel would have been considered kind of wealthy as well, because we're basing that off the fact that he could read or write, which at the time, of course, would have been very unusual for a lot of adults. So presumably they did come from a reasonably middle class background. But his childhood was a bit of a strange one, because he seemed to be kind of quite ignored or overlooked by his parents. The first 6 years of his life, his parents actually believed him to be female, originally naming him Manuela, and his gender was not actually, I suppose, resolved as a such until a doctor corrected them at age 6. So he had a lot going on during his early years.
Was he hermaphrodite? How did they not know?
Yeah, do you know, I'm curious about, I don't know, because I kind of went down, I was trying to find a bit more information on this, and I was wondering, maybe was it something like that, or maybe he was intersex, but there was certainly a bit of ambiguity around his gender. And then it was a doctor came along when he was 6 and actually told his parents, no, this child is actually male. So obviously that would have been like really discombobulating for any child. You know, it was a lot going on for sure. Yeah. In his early teens, Manuel stopped growing and stood between. So he was around, he was between 4'6" and 4'11", which I think we can all agree is not that tall. You know, it's pretty small.
Tiny.
I mean, it is pretty tiny. Let's face it. So in his late teens to his early 20s, he worked as a tailor and he did get married. But the marriage didn't last long because his wife died suddenly in 1833. And after that, he became a traveling salesman and he traveled all around Spain and Portugal. He also worked as a guide for people traveling around across the mountains to, am I saying this right, Castile, Asturias, and Cantabria. Am I saying those correctly? Probably very badly.
I don't know the mountains in Spain.
Do you speak as kindly? I'm presuming, I'd say your Spanish is deadly, is it?
Not bad. It's okay. Like, I have Italian. I speak Italian, so I can definitely, Itaniolo. Two of them all together.
Kyla, you're giving me the shivers over here. Oh God, you know what, honestly, I just love you, Kyla. I really do.
Love you too, Julie.
Love you. Actually, I'd say you would have been a great guide. Did you ever do any guiding in your time? You'd be a brilliant guide. You know, like a city guide, walking guide, tour guide.
No, nothing really. No, that's kind of my idea of a nightmare, you know that.
Really?
I can guide people through like mushroom experiences. I've done that.
Jeez, everyone needs a guide during the end mushrooms. I did. Everyone the last time I did mushrooms, I just remember I went camping with my friends in Wicklow. I mean, where else are you going to do mushrooms? Let's face it. And I remember looking at my friends, feeling so sorry for them, kind of. I was like, look at them there now. God, like completely off their face. And these mushrooms are having no effect on me whatsoever. God, these poor people. And then my Instagram stories the next day, I had 40 videos of a fire. So the camera was just on the fire. We're talking 40 videos of the flames, and just you can hear me in the background saying, isn't fire amazing? Like, who came up with it first, do you think? Meanwhile, I just remember looking at them thinking, wow, God, they really can't handle their mushrooms
God,
at all.
Fucked.
Poor bastards.
Me, on the other hand, I'm an expression of the universe.
Oh, stop. Those Instagram stories of shame. I think we should all just put our phone away on a Friday evening under lock and key until the Monday morning.
100%. I would never look at my phone on trippies. Are you kidding?
Oh,
I couldn't, Julie J. I couldn't.
No.
Not at
well,
home.
Listen, I'm never off the hustle, kind of. What can I say?
Hustle and grind.
Maybe, you know what? Maybe if you were on at the weekends now, you might get up to my 13,000 followers on Instagram. That's just a top tip. So the next 10 years is a bit of a mystery because our next record of Manuel is in 1844 when he is dun 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 charged with murder. So his victim, yes, didn't see it coming at all. His victim was Vicente Fernandez, who was like a policeman in Leon. And he had gone, so Vicente had gone to collect a debt of 600 reals from Manuel, and then he was found dead. So obviously he'd said, listen, I'm off to collect some money from this guy. He's then found dead, you know, putting two and two together. Everyone's like, well, it has to be Manuel for sure. He had motive.
And then as well, and his wife died suddenly. All those
I mean, it's
years
a bit
ago.
Of a pattern.
For blood.
Yeah. Mm. Bit of a pattern here, Manuel. So at the trial, Manuel did not appear. Now, I'm not quite sure what the whole Spanish judicial system was like at the time, but it seemed to be like you were just told, listen, by the way, you're going on trial for murder. Please be there. Mm. And he was not. He said, you know what, I'm going to give it a miss. I'm not on show today. So he was not on show. He was oslaher, as we would say, Kyla. So he decided to flee with a fake passport under the name Antonio Gomez. And in his absence, he was found guilty and sentenced to 10 years in prison. So he was on the run, shall we say. So he's on the run for years. And some of that time he actually lived. So he didn't go too far afield. Like, he kind of reminded me, I remember when I was teaching, I once had a group who went on the hop. So they went on the Mitch, and they, instead of coming to my class, they decided to go on the Mitch in the classroom next door. And I was like, lads, you're the world's worst criminals. Because if you're going to go on the Mitch, like, at least leave the building.
Go to cinema. Yeah.
Cinema. All the way. So Manuel was, he was on the run, but he was actually on the run quite close to his hometown. So he was kind of on the peripheries of his hometown on the run. So I don't think there was much of a hunt going on for this guy. And he befriended the women in the village, and he worked jobs which at the time, I suppose, were generally considered kind of unusual jobs to be performed by men. So he,
but his gender was such a thing, wasn't it?
It really was. And
like,
you know what?
Not this knowing what gender he was, oh, these jobs
really hard. Yeah. And you know what? Like, it was a very tricky time. And also, I think the rigidity of the gender roles. Like,
yeah, of course.
I imagine it was a really tricky time for him, for sure. Because
the hard
jobs
for men now.
Yeah. I mean, it really is. And I think especially given his, obviously, you know, his experiences of parents having raised him female and then at age six announcing he was male, like, that would have been very confusing. And for him, he definitely gravitated towards jobs which at the time other men in the village would have looked at these jobs as, you know, kind of roles traditionally performed by women. So making, cooking, that kind of thing. The other village men very much kind of admonished Manuel, and they would refer to him in diminishing ways, in, you know, calling him effeminate.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
But he also resumed his work as a guide. So he went back to doing the mountain guiding as well. And several women and children hired him for his services. So the idea being, of course, that Manuel would guide them or lead them to their destination through this mountain area. The trouble was, though, that most of these clients soon disappeared. So family and friends still received letters from their traveling loved ones stating that all was well. So they presumed they were fine and were kind of none the wiser. But once these women and children went on these tours with Manuel, they were kind of never seen again. But people got letters from them, but they weren't actually seen. Dodgy. I think we'd say that.
Very much. Dodgy.
In 1852, a nightmarish complaint was filed to the police in the city of Escalona. And so somebody went to the police station and said that, wait for it, Manuel had turned the body fat of a human being, a person, into soap and sold the soaps to the public. Now, obviously, this allegation is totally outrageous, completely left of field. But it's actually what brought Manuel to the attention of the authorities again and ultimately led to a case which would sound like something straight out of a sci-fi film. So in September of that same year, Kyla, Manuel was arrested in Umbella and brought to trial in Anaris for the murder of 13 people, ranging 13. In ages from 10 to 47. 13!
That we know of. Were they crazy men or women?
So children, women, and there was also a couple of men as well, but mostly women and children. So mostly women and children who hired him as a guide to guide them through this mountain area. I guess that's why the majority were women and children, because they were, you know, obviously the people hiring him for his services. Now, his defense was, so he didn't deny that he had killed these people, but his defense was that he actually suffered from lycanthropy, which is an illness that makes people into werewolves. So it essentially means you transform into a werewolf. And he said that when he killed these people, he had been transformed into a wolf and he had roamed the streets looking for prey. He described this occurrence to the court, and obviously this is translated from the Spanish, saying, "The first time I transformed was in the mountains of Cuso. I came across two ferocious looking wolves. I suddenly fell to the floor and began to feel convulsions. I rolled over three times, and a few seconds later, I myself was a wolf. I was out marauding with the other two for 5 days until I returned to my own body, the one you see before you today. The other two wolves came with me, who I thought were also wolves, changed into human form. They were from Valencia. One was called Antonio and the other Don Gennaro. They too were cursed. We attacked and ate a number of people because we were hungry." So, Kyle, I think they were on the shrooms as well, maybe. Would I be right?
Gentler, maybe it's a bit stronger.
Crazy.
Good Lord, that's not. Although very interesting with the whole, I don't know, it's an interesting story because the whole thing, and then wolf, and then not identifying, and then death, and body fat. So, not.
It is nuts, Julie, but you know what's the nuts part? Is that the court didn't immediately dismiss this. So he was actually examined by a few doctors, none of whom could corroborate that he, you know, did in fact suffer from this. Instead, they said, look, you obviously did this voluntarily. He was asked to offer proof of his lycanthropy by turning into wolf on cue, but he explained that lycanthropy was a 13-year court curse, and that conveniently enough, Kyla, the 13 years had expired the previous week.
Oh, Murphy's Law. I would love to, but you're not going to believe this, right? I really want to show you, but...
So, in the end, He was acquitted of four murders. Now, this is really ironic. The four murders he was not found guilty of, Kyla, they showed signs of dying in real wolf attacks. Can you believe that?
Seriously?
Isn't that weird?
So, also, I totally believe in this shit. That's not.
Oh, I love all this stuff.
Me too. Me too. I'm obsessed. That's wild.
Isn't that wild? So, of course.
So, the four, he got acquitted from four because there was proof that they had been killed by wolves. So, the rest was the problem. Jesus.
So, the other nine murders he was found guilty of, because obviously the evidence pointing to him for those killings was really overwhelming. So there were the letters that have been written to family and friends, you know, of the deceased, and a dupe to think their loved ones, you know, were alive and well. Newspapers at the time also nicknamed him the Tallow Man. So tallow, of course, is like this kind of animal fat, because of the persistent rumor that Manuel had fattened up his victims before killing them, as the fat made for good soap, apparently. But I mean, that's just kind of an urban myth as such.
The soap thing is insane. Such a random aspect of the story, isn't it?
I mean, it kind of made me look at my soap differently, I'm not gonna lie. My Dove soap. How many people had to die, Kyla, for me to wash my pits?
How many sacrifices were made?
But you know what? You can't be being a bit of Dove soap.
I'm not a Dove fan. It drives me out.
But, well, do you know what?
I have to go with virgin fat.
Here's a question. I'd say, well, I shouldn't presume. Would you be a shower gel or a soap girl?
I'm a shower gel lady, but I do have a bear for the pits when needs be. Yeah, shower gel all the way, yeah. I use vegan shower gel. I'm bougie. Yeah, but
You're
I do
really
have a bear of soap.
For
just under my arms when I just need to, like, you know, keep up appearances but not actually be clean.
I thought you were going to be a bar of soap girl. So you're a shower gel woman.
Does your bar soap not gather some sort of like a field of goo underneath it? It's really gross.
Yes, actually, now that you say it, it does get a bit gross. Actually,
grimy.
You're right. Yeah.
A bit grimy.
It does.
And you live in a house with a boy, two boys. If it's gross for me alone, Julie J, I don't want to even see your bare soap.
Look, but the main thing is, we're all washing, is the main thing we've established. Kyla's using the shower gel. I'm using the soap. And you know, now that you say it, I'm like, maybe that is why I'm so dry. Okay. Dove Soap wants to sponsor the podcast, we'd absolutely love it. So because of all of this evidence, no surprise, he was found guilty, sentenced to death. But unbelievably, his death sentence was actually overturned when the Spanish Minister for Justice received a letter from a mysterious Mr. Phillips, who claimed that Manuel was suffering from monomania, which I had to look up, Kyla, and it's a form of insanity that means you're obsessed with one thing. So, like me and Brittany, for example. Is that the church bells in the background?
Yeah. The pea bells, my witch's
Stop
bells.
It. You really are living in Barcelona.
Yesterday. There was a choir yesterday.
No way.
Outside. Inside there was like an opera singer thing. It was so nice. Oh my god. And I was just lying in bed kind of hungover.
You're living your best life over there. I just love it.
I'm living my best life. Yeah, come over. Come and hang.
I can't wait to visit you. So Mr. Phillips was actually believed to be this French doctor called Joseph Pierre Durand de Croix. He claimed to be able to treat Manuel with hypnosis. The sentence then was officially commuted by Queen Isabella, and Manuel was sent to prison. And on the 14th of December, 1863, in one last bizarre twist, a newspaper article suggests that Manuel dies on the 14th of December in this year, 1863. And a newspaper article from the time said that it was stomach cancer. But a lot of people believe what actually happened was a prison guard. So the rumor was that a prison guard shot him because they wanted to see him transform into a wolf. Apparently that's what people said the cause of death was, but it was reported in the media at the time that it was stomach cancer. That is the story of Manuel Blanco Ramosanta, aka the Werewolf of Alariz.
Oh my god, Julie J, I'm shook.
It's mad, isn't it?
No moon reference in there either.
Interesting about the
scarier. Because now I thought, well, it's a waning moon, so I'm safe on the streets. But there's been nothing said about moon, just 13-year curse. So that's me fucked walking home tonight, Judy J.
I'm so sorry. I know. I should have done this to you, Kyla.
Well, you did.
I did. And Kyla, can I just say, you are such a star. Kyla, if you don't know her, which I'm sure you do, is huge on the Instagram. Would you do TikTok or Instagram's your baby?
No, only Instagram.
And can I just say, I mean, you probably follow Kyla already if you have any sense at all. But if you don't, you need to follow her. She's one of my favorite people. I've never met her, but I just adore you, Kyla. I really do. And I really appreciate you doing this because you know, you're so busy and you're such a dote. So go follow Kyla if you don't already. Beware of the werewolves, Kyla, out there.
I will beware. I'm going to carry some holy water around and some silver and some body soap for them to eat.
Yes, use soap, guys. If you learn anything else from this, remember to use soap. Soap it up.
Sudsy,
Max Sudserson. Kyla, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thanks so much for doing Crimeland.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.